It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickard.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, it's Curious Wisconsin and a look at the life, art, and mythology of salvage expert turned sculptor, Dr. Evermore.
First, we're talking about the news that broke last night that Journal Communications Incorporated of Milwaukee and EW Scripps Company of Cincinnati will merge their media operations.
The companies will merge their broadcast operations, which includes WTMJ's radio and television. We'll headquarter those in Cincinnati. They'll also combine their print operations into one company to be called Journal Media Group. That new publishing company will have the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel as its flagship paper, and it'll be centered in Milwaukee.
Mike Wagner is with us now to talk about this merger and what it could mean for the Milwaukee media market. He's an assistant professor in the School of Journalism and Mass Communication at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. Mike, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
So this merger just became public last night. Was this a surprise to media watchers in Milwaukee and in Wisconsin?
Well, I think it was a surprise, at least in terms of the timing of the announcement. There have been whispers in kind of the media watching community for a little while that something might be afoot. And the question was, how could these companies merge and plausibly continue to grow under different kinds of cross-ownership rules and other FCC regulations? But the way that they've done it, it makes it seem as though the script side can grow with the television stations, and the new journal media group can grow with newspapers, which gives them the freedom to greatly expand their reach, both with respect to this deal, but also in the future. They're going to be able to acquire more in terms of television and newspapers, should they want to, as they move forward, assuming that this deal ends up getting ratified sometime next year.
Critics of this kind of consolidation have for a long time been worried about the effect on consumers of having a shrinking marketplace of viewpoints. Now, this is both a split and a consolidation in a way, depending on what area you're looking at, the
right,
broadcast or the print. But how do you see this affecting consumers?
Usually, consolidation results in less issue coverage for consumers and more strident tone in the coverage. And so news coverage from corporations, especially large ones, tends to be a little more in your face in terms of the tone of the coverage. And we also learn less about political issues on average than we tend to learn from privately held or local companies when they own them. So, you know, it's, of course, difficult to know what exactly will happen with these particular companies, but usually when things like this happen, it results in less information for consumers, at least with respect to learning about the kinds of political issues that those who kind of care about the underpinnings of democracy worry about getting covered a lot by the news media.
So this new newspaper group is that's going to include the Journal Sentinel is going to be called Journal Media Group. Can we talk about who's under that tent now?
A lot of newspapers. The Journal Sentinel is really the largest, and as you pointed out in the introduction, the flagship newspaper. But there are other newspapers all around the country, Wichita, and a lot of other smaller areas as well. And so they'll likely clear somewhere in the neighborhood of $500 billion. All those papers together, at least by some estimates I've looked at, whereas the television side is looking in terms of around $800 billion in terms of revenue. And the benefit on the TV side is that a lot of those are located in swing states. And so that means lots of advertising dollars in presidential election years and, you know, their fair share of advertising dollars in the midterm election years as well. And so the script side will really be making some money in terms of the advertising they're going to be able to the advertising they're going to be able to charge for based on what they've acquired. And the newspapers aren't in as large of cities, but do cover, you know, a pretty vast expanse of the country. And so, you know, one in five television viewers around the country will probably be watching a script station.
Now, it's interesting that the journal side of things is going to be headquartered in Milwaukee, which is where the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel is, of course, right now. Is it good news for Milwaukee that is the decision that has been made rather than vice versa?
I imagine it is. That means there'll probably be a few more jobs in Milwaukee, and it probably makes it more likely that some of the cost savings that always occur when groups use words like synergy, as both of these groups have been using after the announcement of this decision has been made. So, you know, I would expect that folks in Milwaukee, in terms of their employment and the kinds of resources and opportunities available to them, would be better off than some other places where each of these companies might have some holdings. So Cincinnati, where Scripps will be, and Milwaukee, where Journal will be, are the advantageous places to work for either of these companies.
So WTMJ will now be under the flagship of Scripps, which is in Cincinnati. In terms of content, let's look at that for a moment. Do you expect that to change now that the owners will be different?
You know, there is a place where we've seen counterintuitive findings. And so a lot of folks who study media consolidation and cross-ownership and things like that, you know, tell really negative stories about how these kinds of things really are experimenting with the underpinnings of democracy. But in terms of how these have worked in practice on the television side, has generally shown that when larger companies acquire, you know, fairly good-sized stations in fairly good-sized markets, they're acquiring the stations that do a better job of covering the news, and they tend to be stations that are more likely to air debates between candidates in election season, for example. And so there is some evidence that on the TV side, those kinds of acquisitions can help a little bit. But on the newspaper side, it tends to be the result is less informative.
Now, WTMJ is generally seen as being more conservative. Do you expect that tone to change at all now that it's part of Scripps?
There is some evidence that, just in terms of kind of media research more generally, that changes in ownership often result in the places that get acquired adopting political tones that are more like those who govern them. And so, you know, to the extent that Scripps is conservative or liberal in the kinds of political donations they make or the kinds of programs and the kind of news investigations they do on the stations they had owned in the past, we might be able to make some more informed predictions about what changes, if any, might happen at the station. But usually on the television side, if the station's doing well, the company is less likely to monkey with who the anchors are, who the reporters are, than they are on the newspaper side, where cost cutting tends to cut more folks out of the newsroom, which makes political coverage a little more difficult to do.
Now, in our last 30 seconds here, so far those announcing the merger have been pretty rosy about the prospects, but do you have a sense of how this is going down in Milwaukee so far?
I don't have a great sense of how it's going down in Milwaukee. Investors, I think, across the board are pretty pleased, and I think people who are worried about the information provision so that they can make good decisions as citizens of Milwaukee and the surrounding area are nervous, and some others are probably hopeful. So we'll see, you know, the future will tell us whether this was a good decision for the citizens.
All right, Mike, thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
That was Mike Wagner, assistant professor in the School of Journalism and Mass Communication at the University of Wisconsin-Madison.